Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder and His Glory. You are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, this will be the final teaching on Occupy Till I Come, and I truly hope this teaching has really hit home to your heart. The understanding of this teaching is critical if you have a serious desire to walk with the Lord. But like most Christians and some believers I know, they are only fond of the Lord, only religious in their desires for the things of God. But when the nobleman returns, who I believe to be Jesus, and he's coming back, he will take stock of each servant, that would be us, and reward us according to our faithfulness. More on faithfulness in a few moments. But sadly, this parable plays out in the lives of so many Christians today and some believers. You know, they are busy occupying for themselves in their lives, living for themselves, planning for their future, scheming up ways to get ahead, but not occupying for the nobleman. Last week we learned the occupation of the servants was trading in their father's business, trading their lives, laying down their lives so that others can come to know a holy God. My friend, it is not working for God, but it is about becoming the work of God. Let me say that again. It is not about working for God, but it is about becoming the work of God. And this we must become, His workmanship, if we want to lay it all on the line and if we want to be successful for the Lord. In the parable last week, we found out the servants were to be trading one precious gift for a greater precious gift. The divine spiritual principle of giving out from giving so that God can have a greater return on His investment of giving. But sadly, as you read the parable, we find that 8 out of 10 servants were unfaithful to the nobleman. That is 4/5. The trend was downhill, by the way, for service. It was a shame then, and it was a shame today. Lastly, last week also, we said this trading and occupying is the Father's business. And you know what, my friends? It is our business also today. Wow, the Father's business, which is not working. It's not pastoring and preaching and teaching and ministry. Oh no. The Father's business is learning and becoming and allowing the good works that the Father lets us do through ministry work on us and for us to come to know a holy God and His ways. The Father's business. So how do we get into the Father's business? Well, it is not by religious duty or good works or traditional rituals. Oh no. It is by meeting 2 requirements and continuing in 1 requirement that will keep us in His business. The first requirement we must meet is to honestly and sorrowfully confess Jesus, and only Jesus can provide salvation for our sinful character in ways through confession. Then we must repent, which is a British military term that means about face, and go in the opposite direction. So if doing ungodly things, sin and evil, leads us in a certain direction, then we must about face or repent and go in the opposite direction. Now notice, it must be a heartfelt sorrow that leads us to confession and then repentance. Repeating the sinner's prayer, which is nowhere in the Bible, as many denominations teach, will never ever do it. We must see and understand what sin has wrought in our life, how sin has damaged every relationship in our lives, how it separates us from a holy God, and the damage and the loss to everything we touch is the result of sin in our lives. We must come to hate things that God hates. Let me say that again. We must come to hate those things that God hates, things that are against His Word and against the ways that God does things. This is why sodomites and lesbianism and drug addicts, you name the evil and or any anti-Christ lifestyle, are not delivered and fall back quickly into their debauchery. They still have a desire, a love within them for their sin. And unless they come to a place where they hate their life in this sin, they cannot and they will never ever be delivered. But if they come to a low place, usually in the bottom of the barrel, But my friend, worry not, for the bottom of the barrel is one of the best views of God that we will get. If they come to a place of being sorry, they may even cry, then there is a hope for real salvation and a chance for change of lifestyle. In 2 Corinthians 7:10, Paul tells us, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance for salvation, not to be repented of, but the salvation of the world worketh death." The second requirement to enter employment into the Father's business, we have discussed before. As a matter of fact, we have spent two messages talking about how we must learn those lessons the Father has for us to learn so that we can speak for Him, so we can represent Him in His business. Unless we learn those things, those deeper things of the business, we will have no standing in the family, no authority, even no rewards. We will be looked upon as a child in the family, as only a bondservant and not an heir. And that's in Galatians 4:1-7. Yes, we must learn. God is looking for spiritual growth and development in His children. Amen. Now, the requirement we must continue in is to be employed as the Father's business is what I would like to spend the rest of this teaching. And that requirement is not about love or good works or whatever, but faithfulness. Let me say that again, faithfulness. Unless we are faithful to God, He cannot use us. We will disqualify ourselves for service. Jesus really lays it all on the line in Luke 16:10-12, when He tells us, the disciples and us, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you your trust, the true riches?" Wow. And verse 12, "And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another's, man's, who shall give you that which is your own?" Did you get that? If you have not been faithful in the little things, in insignificant things, you will not be faithful in the big things. Do you not know the smaller the thing in our lives, God is closely examining us. He is closely scrutinizing us in them. Not the big things, the things we think God cares about. Oh no, my friend. Not the big character issues, but the small character issues. God is closely watching us in them. Do we lie, cheat, and steal? How about our words? Are they yea and amen? Or are they quickly spoken, never meant to be fulfilled? Like most Christians and some believers I know. If you have not been faithful with unrighteous mammon, things like money that God gives us, houses and cars and God-given talents and abilities, notice, who will commit to you, to your trust, the true riches? So what are the true riches? Are they money and fame and power and authority? Now, some Christians and some believers I know would say, yes, they are. But oh no, my friends, the true riches of God are peace and joy, long-suffering, patience, health. Wow, wow, what a treasure. And who will give these to you if you have not been faithful? Wow. These, my friends, are riches that are only found in God. Now, I like the next verse, verse 12. If you are not faithful with another man's things, who shall give you that which is your own? If you cannot take care of your boss's stuff, his duties and his goods, the house you rent, or relationships, who will give to you that which is your own? Only God can give us things that nobody can take from us. Until then, everything we own is up for grabs by the world. You know, I had a one-time friend who wanted a bigger house, but he never used a small house to hold a home group meeting and invite people over so others could come and hear the truth of the Word of God. But why should God give him something bigger and better when he had not used what God has already gave him for His glory? Make no mistake, my Christian friend, you better use what God has given you for His glory, or the world will take it from you. They'll take it from your hands. faithfulness is the key to maintaining our relationship with the Lord. Let me say that again. Faithfulness is the key for maintaining our relationship with the Lord. Yes, by all means, read the Bible, spend time in prayer, you know, work in the church, do all of those things. They're good to do, and they need to be done. But when they all are done, the final question God has and He's asking is, will you do what I want you to do? Our faithfulness to God is what keeps us in God. Sadly, 8 out of 10 of the servants in this parable were not faithful to the nobleman, Jesus. The question I leave with you today is, will you be about trading what God has already given to you? If not, there is nothing else on the way for you from God. Amen. Next week, we will start a new series called Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And I know it will be very enjoyable. This has been David Stahl from Beholding the Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week and this word has conformed you more into the character and the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.